This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. It's been way too long. How are you doing?
Hi, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you again. So let's catch up with what's happening in Australia. Australian Jewish leaders express concern at election of some extremist politicians into the Knesset. So what's been the reaction in Australia?
So the reaction has been obviously welcoming Bibi Netanyahu's returning to power for a sixth term, democratic processes, etc. But what is unprecedented, I dare say. So the major Jewish organizations have expressed concern. So to quote, so the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, which is the federal reform community, while welcoming the election, decisive victory, etc., notes that, quote, as has occurred in many democracies around the world, populist extremist politicians with an openly racist and homophobic agenda have made strong electoral gains and are likely to hold ministerial positions. Though this group runs under the banner of religious Zionism, in our view, much of their rhetoric is incompatible both with our religion and with Zionism. And then the Zionist Federation of Australia, also proud of Israel's thriving democracy, but adds that many Australian Jews concerned about the prospect of Mr. Ben-Gvir, Mr. Smotrich being included in the government, quote, given their past statements that are inconsistent with the values of every former Israeli government on both sides of politics. We sincerely hope these views will not form part of the incoming government's policies. And there's more from other organizations, including, very predictably, the Union for Progressive Judaism of Australia. And so that's really been the tenor of the majority of organizations which have spoken out, while, you know, commending democratic processes, etc., but expressing great concern that these two gentlemen, and all listeners will be well aware of their histories, just great concern that they will be in the government or may hold senior positions in the government.
So what's fascinating to me is this precedented? In other words, have we seen Australian Jewish politicians commenting like this before on election results in Israel?
I certainly not in memory. And this people, listeners will be well aware about the history with Rabbi Meir Kahane, and that was way back when. That was 1984. So that's 40 years ago, and I hadn't immigrated to this country in 86, but I'm not aware what the Australian Jewish leadership's reaction was to Kahane, and Israel at the time, to its tremendous credit, banished Kahane as a racist party from the Knesset, and also those days, media was a small, certainly in Israel, which was then a much smaller country in terms of population, and only had a handful of media. And the media in Israel took a collective decision to not talk about Kahane in its columns. And it was small enough, there wasn't such a thing as social media, and it was small enough to be able to do that, to the credit of the Israeli media at the time. But obviously, we now have, it's a very different world. And so the answer to your question is, I'm certainly not aware of it, and certainly not in the 36 years in which I've been living in this country, have no recollection of this ever happening before.
Do you know what the response was from Israel around these statements?
That's a very interesting question, and no, I'm not aware of that.
Right, and I ask the question as a loaded question, because what in my own experience, my personal experience, is that there's almost this presumption that Jewish leadership outside of Israel needs to be unequivocally supportive of Israel, and in fact we pretty much are. But when any concern is raised, then we're told to, stay in our lane type of thing. And so that's why it's a loaded question. But I was just curious as to what the response has been, if any.
So I've certainly not seen any response from Israel to these very nuanced responses from Australian Jewish leadership. It's an interesting question. I mean, and the one which is even more interesting, I guess, and not just academically interesting, is that we've seen one of the policies which one of these gentlemen has proposed is to change the law of return to exclude Reform Jews.
Yes,
now,
yes.
A massive percentage of American Jewry is Reform Jews. So is he seriously saying that? So,
well, it is hard to know, but we'll have to see. We'll have to see where that goes. One of our listeners is asking if there's been any update on the Malkalaifa case.
So the situation there is that the case is due to be heard in February in Melbourne.
Right. So it's unlikely that there will be any updates until then, and it's almost a holding position until that point.
Exactly right, and the case is due to be held in late February, and about a week has been set down the last time I saw a number for the case to be heard.
Yes. Right. Holocaust Museum in the northern state of Queensland gets underway.
So this is Queensland is a state to the north of where we are in New South Wales, and it has a small Jewish community, as approximately around 8,000 people, mainly centered in two places, Brisbane and the Gold Coast. And but there's a small but active Jewish leadership there, and they have been raising funds and are continuing to, and now have political green light to establish a Holocaust museum in Queensland. And the first steps to get this going have taken place as recently, just a few days ago, and so that's good news. There's major Holocaust museums in Sydney and Melbourne, obviously, and then smaller ones in the other states. And now this will be the first time that one is due to be established in the state of Queensland. So it's obviously positive news.
Jewish leader elected to the board of the Australian Republican Republic movement. Tell us about this.
So now, basically, I have to put my hand up. This is me.
Well done.
Now, unlike South Africa, which became a republic in 1961, Australia is still a member of the British Commonwealth. And there's a strong movement within this country called the Australian Republic Movement to say that Australia needs to, it's not about breaking ties, but it's about having an Australian as head of state of this country and not a member of the royal family, thousands of miles away.
Right.
And so, and I support this movement, this notion, for reasons of inclusivity and multiculturalism. Because it's, if you look at the Australian flag, in the corner there's a Union Jack. Now, that might have been, my personal opinion, valid, 50 years ago, but we are one of the most multicultural countries in the world. 200 different immigrant groups living in this country, not to mention, of course, the Aboriginal people have been here for 50, 60,000 years. So I was approached to, and there was an election for the leadership of the Australian Republic movement just literally days ago. I was approached to put my hand up to stand for election, and I did zero lobbying, but somehow I got elected to the board.
That's amazing.
Of the Australian Republic.
Absolutely awesome. And congratulations. There's no doubt that this was always going to be in your future. Vic Aladev, former CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, joining us this morning for the Australia Report. It is 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.